Bishop Edward Kimmick approved guidelines for what are called pastoral administrators in 2007 in the wake of a growing priest shortage. It was another 6 years before Bishop Richard Malone began to implement the model.
Right now, our priestly preparation is to form spiritual leaders, but in this modern age, the running of a parish is like being a CEO, practically, and there's such a diversity of needs. And so if we can spread the responsibility, I think it helps take the load off of the spiritual leader and allows the gifts of others to come forward.
Currently, there are pastoral administrators empowered to help run 3 parishes in the 8-county diocese, 2 women and a man. Sister Lori High has worked out of St. George in West Falls since 2016 and says she felt welcomed right away in the small parish.
I think the whole situation for how parishes can move forward is going to take a lot of creative thought. How do we adapt? This is one solution that we're working on here in the Diocese of Buffalo and I guess across the nation. We are the church, and so it's not the priest's job to make it work. It is all of ours.
3 positions share the work in the pastoral administrator model, all appointed by the bishop. A pastoral administrator oversees parish operations and can be a layperson. A sacramental minister oversees worship and must be a priest. A priest moderator supervises them both and also must be a priest.
It was sort of like driving in snow. It was hard to get traction because every time you felt you were moving forward, you know, something new got in your way.
Debbie Brown just completed her 1-year probationary period and has received a permanent 3-year appointment at St. John the Baptist in Alden. But the uncertainty of being a temp was just one challenge she had to overcome.
The same day that my picture was on the front of Western New York Catholic hugging the bishop, announcing this new paradigm here, that same weekend, that was the beginning of the priest abuse scandal. 2 people here were the first 2 men that came forward and said they were abused by a priest here.
Brown says her priest moderator then got caught up in the abuse scandal. Her sacramental priest has been recovering from a near-death accident. Her religious education leader left, and many parishioners resisted her being a layperson instead of a priest. Just another year in the life of a parish. Both Brown and High agree the partnership of clergy and laity is helping strengthen the entire church.
This experiment of trying a 3-fold leadership model has been successful thus far. It's not perfect, and it doesn't fit everywhere, and not everyone's skill sets fit the same places, but it is a way of saying, oh, we could split out this responsibility in a way that enables the spiritual leader to maintain focus on spiritual needs and sacramental responsibilities more than dollars and cents or brick and mortar or electric bills and whatever else.
I think how we put our leadership in place in our parish, whether it's a priest or a lay person, would so much benefit if one group with lay and religious and priest looked at, you know, like the big picture, like the whole vicariate and all the parishes. That's where the grassroots has to come in. That's where this model can really work well. In addition to the abuse scandal, the church is in the news for negative things. I mean, that's a reality. It's a human institution, but we have to accept the fact that we all, by virtue of our baptism, have a job to do to make this church grow, and we can't put that burden just on the ordained.
Marion Heatherly, WBFO News.